Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Christe.
Last night. For sure.
just a day.
A dreamer and a doer, your hopes for escape are getting Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It's up to you. And welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And today, I have a special treat for you. You've listened to these things long enough that maybe you deserve a bit of a reward. And today we have for you a tribute to one of the great psychedelic bands of all time, I think, anyway. And that's the Electric Prunes. They were an L.A. band formed in the 60s, of course, like everything worthwhile was. They were discovered practicing in their garage by a friend of the would-be producer, David Hassinger. Hassinger was an engineer who did a lot of work for the Stones in the early days, the Airplane, the Monkees, Arthur Lee's Love, Sweetwater. Remember Sweetwater? No. And he founded the Sound Factory recording studio in L.A. And the basic lineup of the Prunes: James Lowe on rhythm guitar and vocals, lead vocals; Mark Tulin on bass and did some keyboarding; Kenny Williams, the lead guitarist with all the fancy effects there. Rhythm guitar was kind of split between two guys, Weasel Spagnuolo and Mike Gannon. Weasel is in the first one. He came back later on. And then a guy named Preston Ritter on drums. He was replaced by a guy named Quint, who was the drummer of the founding bands of the Prunes. The first album, called The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, and the second album, called Underground. Those are going to be the main two focuses we have today. Oh, I forgot to mention, there was so much stuff by The Electric Prunes that I actually wound up with two podcasts, and you'll find the second one right next to this one. And it'll deal mostly with the later days and some of the more interesting stuff afterwards. But today, mostly the first two albums. We started with Cole Nidre from an album called Release of an Oath, which was not really the Electric Prunes. We'll get into that at the next break. We followed Cole Nidre with Agnus Dei, which was from Mass in F Minor, followed by Kyrie Eleison. From Mass in F Minor, also made famous in the Easy Rider movie. And then we got into the real stuff. I Had Too Much to Dream, Dr. Do-Good, Hideaway, Bangles, Try Me On for Size, I, that's it, just letter I, and A Long Day's Flight. A lot of their stuff was written by a team of Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance. They wrote Too Much to Dream, Dr. Do-Good. They wrote I, and a couple other ones that you'll hear in a bit. And the first album didn't really feature too much Prunes original stuff. We'll hear the only one later. But they had a couple of things. The Hideaway there was written by Jim Lowe and Mark Tulin. Mark Tulin died last year, by the way. Died back in February. That's kind of what brought me to this. That and scraping together all that psych stuff that I got for you a couple of weeks ago. I kept running into the Electric Prunes. I said, hey, you know, these guys are really, really good. Because, you know, we know the first two albums. So, let's get back to it. I got more for you.
Here I go, higher, higher, here I go, higher, higher. We'll be right back. Thank you. A parade of tiny lights moving in a row, and the sound of voices far off in the night. From the rooftop I can look down and see them all below, heading for the brightest spot. Everybody I know can be found there. Big city, gonna get my woman and go down there. People crowding, laughing, shouting, having a good time. All the girls are dressed in the latest style. Parties you can find, everything you need to liven up your mind. Big city, everybody I know is down here. Big city, got my woman and I'm glad I'm down here. Shouting, having a good time, getting what they need to liven up their minds. Big city, get your woman and come on down here. Big city, everything you need is down.
You better be ready for the girl you find. the sun keep glowing? Will the rain keep raining and the wind keep blowing? Can a man change the minds of men? Can you go where you've never been? Come ride the train for tomorrow. Will our children have the chance to pray? When tomorrow becomes today, there's no use running 'cause you can't hide. The track's too long and there's coal inside. Inside the train for tomorrow. We're waiting for that coming freight. Each time that we anticipate the knock upon the door that means the future of our dream.
Okay, you're listening to today's background music is stuff from Mass in F Minor. This one actually is from Release of an Oath. Now, Release of an Oath was not a Prunes album. It didn't include any of the Prunes. And this and Mass in F Minor were both pretty much all written by David Axelrod. The Prunes had something to do with Mass in F Minor, but not the one after that. They continued to record until about 2006. They had a couple of different lineups. They were pretty much languishing in obscurity for a while until somebody came across a tape of a show they did in Stockholm. Wound up as an album, vinyl and disc, called Stockholm 67, and kind of pushed them back into the spotlight again. And they reunited and recorded a few more albums. The last one in 2006 was called Feedback. We'll get into that, some of that stuff tomorrow. But today we got all this wonderful stuff from the first two albums from about 1965. Back when people weren't used to hearing fuzz tones. They weren't used to hearing songs about weird dreams and things like that. Or, stuff like that. This set we started out with one of their bigger hits, Get Me to the World on Time, which has been covered very well by a lot of bands. My favorite is the Strawberry Zots, by the way. Sold to the Highest Bidder. Both of those were written by the Tucker Mantz team-up. They were the first album. Most of the, I think seven of the songs on the first album were written by Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance. After The Highest Bidder, we heard The Great Banana Hoax, written by Lowe and Tulin. Antique Doll was a Tucker Mance composition. Wind Up Toys from Lowe and Tulin. Big City by a couple of Walsh guys. I don't know who they were. Didn't really find anything. And then we heard Lovin' from Lowe and Tulin. I Happen to Love You, which was a Carole King and Jerry Goffin song, believe it or not. Covered by the Prunes, and another Lowe and Tulin composition, It's Not Fair, followed by The Train for Tomorrow, written by the band. And that was the only one on the first album that was written by the Prunes. Everything else was by, you know, industry people. So tomorrow, like I said, we have another whole podcast for you. You'll find it dated right next to this one, where you got this one from. So I urge you to check it out. We'll talk about that stuff on that one. I just had too much stuff to make on one big podcast because, you know, attention spans being what they are. So coming up next, we got a couple of oddball type tunes, starting with the Vox Wah Wah pedal commercial and a few other ones from the first album, and then another release of an Oath song and a surprise. So see you tomorrow. Enjoy. Continue to enjoy.
Now, the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the wah-wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
The stars are gonna twinkle and shine this evening about 8:45. My loving arms are gonna tenderly twine around you around 8:45. And I know that I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine this evening about 8:45. At 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine this evening about 8:45.
The king is in the counting house, counting out his money. The queen is in her parlor, eating bread and honey. And in her royal heart of hearts, she's happy as can be. Isn't she? Isn't she? The king is always working now, signing proclamations. The children see their father's brow knitted by frustrations. But in his loyal heart of hearts, he serves his family. Doesn't he? Doesn't he? The golden calendar reflects a day of obligations. The king and queen will offer love to cold and distant nations. The children's day goes by so fast, nobody's thought to miss them. The golden clock is striking 12, now it's too late to kiss them. Marble walls don't echo any laughter, but the family portrait paints them happy ever after. And in their royal heart of hearts, they're happy certainly. Aren't we? Aren't we?
Praise be the Lord. You know, if you stop and think about it, Christmas is really the most psychedelic time of the year. All those colored flashing lights. A guy flying around the sky with animals. Elves. And then there's those bells. Definitely psychedelic. This is the Electric Prunes, wishing little Steven and the Underground Garagers a safe holiday season. Be happy, and don't drink and drive.
Dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm falling and I can't get up for Christmas.
Start now. How do I? Yeah, one, yeah. Two, three.
No, why don't we just not play this?
Here we go.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Hey, we won't take that one.